The Riley County Extension 4-H agent John Jobe in the studio with us now. And I know Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. By the way, I do want to remind listeners now we're able to take phone calls 537-1350, toll free 866-776-1350. Or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN, hearing wonderful things about your first Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. We talked a lot about it ahead of time, and it just really came together, it sounds like.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity to be here. You know, usually I feel like I'm in here plugging an event that's upcoming 3 or 4 months out, but it's fun to be able to kind of recap a really exciting event that we had locally. So this past Tuesday, March 14th, we held our first Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge here in Manhattan. And to kind of give you a little background, this is an event that is really available statewide. You know, any county or any area can host one of these events. It's put on by an entity called Network Kansas. And so what Network Kansas is looking for are partnerships on the ground in a community, specifically Chamber of Commerce. We were lucky enough to partner with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce and really get this event going. And so what we were looking for were young entrepreneurs, specifically high school age. They could be high schoolers living anywhere in Riley County, attending high school anywhere in Riley County, or they could be high school age students that were homeschooled. And we were looking for a product or service, or they could come up with a future business concept. And come out and display that to a panel of judges. We asked for a business plan. They gave a 2-minute elevator speech and a 5 to 6 minute trade show presentation. And so if you think of that 2-minute elevator speech, I like to liken it to anybody who watches Shark Tank. And when the individuals first come out and pitch their idea to a panel of sharks, that's kind of what these students were having to do.
Has to be exciting to see the energy and the enthusiasm of young people with concepts like this.
I mean, unbelievable. And some of the concepts, you know, were just that. They were ideas that they had, some hilarious ideas, in the best way that hilarious ideas as that could possibly come across. But there were also young people there who had businesses that were already up off the ground. They were either, you know, selling something currently, or they had a business concept that could immediately be utilized. And I'll kind of get into that just a second when I talk about our top three placings. But it was amazing. They really, really impressed, and especially that 5 to 6 minute trade show presentation where they're having kind of an interactive conversation with our judges. You know, a lot of them had samples of what their product was. We had a young, wonderful group of young gentlemen from Blue Valley High School who had come up with flavored chips, and they were tastefully flavored. They were very delicious, but they also had this cheese dip that they had created. And so as you pass through their booth, you know, they kind of talked to you about their product and what the current market looked like, but you also were able to sample their product. So it was a phenomenal event, and it was a phenomenal opportunity for those high schoolers.
And they came from all the different area high schools.
Yeah, we were lucky enough this year to have high school representation from Blue Valley, Riley County High School, Manhattan High, and then as mentioned, we had some participants that were homeschoolers here in Riley County.
Well, let's talk about some of the specific products, and when you go through the three top placings, I'm sure we'll hear about those.
Yeah, and you know, might as well just give them a shout out at this point. So everyone who participated, we had 15 teams, just over 22 high school age participants. They could participate as an individual, or they could participate as a group. What they were competing for is they were competing for prize money. We had $3,000 in prize money up for grabs for the top three placings. But more than that, they were competing for the right to go on to the state competition, which is held at Fort Hays State University in late April. And there is a whole nother level. Again, they're competing for prize money, but they're also, for many of them, are competing for that exposure. You know, there are entrepreneurs that will come to the events and kind of see what kind of ideas are out there. And if it's a mesh, that young person might find themselves in business in the next couple of years. Hmm. So running into those placings, our first placing was a young gal by the name of Bridget Stanton. Her idea was Bridge Digital Marketing, and she was one that was ready to rock. She was, essentially open for business and had done some work for some local organizations doing her digital marketing. She was a very, very impressive young lady. Coming in at second place, we had two gals from Manhattan High that had a shaved ice business. And again, they were up and running. I believe they had already been producing for about 2 years, two summers. And their names were Caitlin Hagedorn and Taylor Ruckert. Again, an amazing business concept. And then in third place, we had a gentleman from Manhattan High, Sean McGimsey, and he had a business called Safe Shop. And I believe his was more of an idea at this stage, but again, he did a wonderful, wonderful job. So lots of stuff, lots of things
How
to see.
How fascinating. Creativity, really cool. And boy, these people are going to make quite the entrepreneurs later in life, too, already are.
Well,
wow.
And an event like this wouldn't exist without sponsors, support, judges, which I'll get to here in a minute. But the key players in this were, we had support from an entrepreneurship teacher over at Manhattan High. All of her students participated in this. And then we had support from a few teachers up at Blue Valley High School. And so, without their kind of on the ground daily interactions, daily conversations, and ultimately a little bit of push, it wouldn't have been possible to get these kids.
So will this become an annual event?
We are hoping, Kathy, that this is kind of our staging year, that we worked out some kinks, saw what went well about the event, but also saw some things that we could maybe tweak and improve on. And then I'm hoping we take this thing to the next level in years to come. And so I think with some of the exposure we got and just be able to speak intelligently in the future to community partners, that I think this thing will really take off. So that's the goal anyways. So if you're out there, you're a parent of an entrepreneur, grandparent of an entrepreneur, or you're a high school age entrepreneur yourself, start now. Start coming up with your business idea, and just know that this is something that we're going to be doing again next year. So,
and I know you work with young people all the time, but it has to be inspiring to see them get up and
absolutely
do this.
Absolutely. And I primarily am working with those 4-H populations here in Riley County, and Bridget is actually one of our Riley County 4-H'ers, so big shout out to her, as is Taylor Ruckert. So, get to work with kids all the time, but this was definitely one of those wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow moments.
Wow moments.
Anything else you want to add today you're in?
Well, I can't get out of here without giving a shout out to those partners that I had mentioned, aside from those teachers that really helped to kind of to push those youth or inspire those youth to get their ideas off the ground. We did have tremendous support over at the Manhattan Area Chamber, specifically Trent Armbrist over there. As you probably know, Trent was really instrumental in helping us push this thing down the road. We had support from a local Hy-Vee store over here, provided some lunches. So thank you to Marcus and the team over at Hy-Vee. And then I cannot say enough about our three judges that agreed to come in and judge this crazy thing in its first year out. So shout out to Jeff Koenig over at Open for Business, David Richards over at The Fellow here in Manhattan, and then David Tegmeyer out at Liquid Art Winery. Those guys did an amazing job and provided some really, really awesome feedback after the event. So moving forward, I hope that we can retain them as event sponsors.
Nice to have good news stories.
It's nice.
Too many of the other doom and gloom ones. I love to hear things like this. Well, thanks again to John Jobe for stopping by today. Riley County Extension 4-H agent. We'll take a break and we come back. Riley County Senior Service Center with Director Jamie Ramsey and then Brad Clausen after that. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.